Blue Radio, life and style. For the love of music and for the love of all things local. This is your local station, after all, and welcome to it. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. I'm getting into a very cool local interview right now, bringing you the lowdown on, well, if you've heard of the hashtag Love North Coast, then you might already know where this is going. But if you maybe you've just recently landed on the KZN North Coast and you already love what you're seeing, and you want to spread the word and let everyone else know about how good things are in our neighborhood, well, that's sort of the essence of this movement that's been growing and gaining steam over the last couple of years. And with the relatively recent appointment of Leah Schoen as the coordinator and the driving force behind this thing, it's only going one way, and that is up, up, up. And I'm really excited because right now, on this Tuesday morning, Leah joins me in studio for a special Bolito Connect catch-up interview. And Leah, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
Happy Tuesday, Mike. I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of people might not know that you actually have, like, history, radio history. Going way back.
Very long ago.
Hey, when Bolito was still a real little village, and yes, there was a little temporary holiday radio station called, what is it, DCFM, Dolphin Coast FM. And you were like, were you reading news?
I was the newsreader.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it was my 5 minutes of fame on radio.
You see, well, we're adding some minutes to it now. Everything's come full circle. So cool.
Strange how that happens.
It's great to have you back on the microphone.
Thank you.
And love North Coast. Well, really, what's not to love? We know how good things are on the North Coast. But the mission here, if I'm getting it right, is to make sure that people far and wide have got their eyes and ears on the North Coast and understand just what's happening here. Is that kind of, am I getting it right?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So I think, we know the magic of what, you know, what this place that we call home is. And so hashtag Love North Coast is really just about that. It's about sharing that information, sharing our story, but with intention. So really showcasing what a phenomenal gem this is in South Africa and in the world.
Brilliant. So if you had to sort of try and define it, could you say it's a destination marketing project?
Yes, a destination marketing project is a great way to define it. You know, we've always defined it as a movement, and the reason why that was chosen was because a movement by definition is a group of people who believe in something bigger than themselves. So I think it's important to sort of tell people that hashtag Love North Coast is a non-commercial entity. So no one's actually making money from hashtag Love North Coast. The idea is that, you know, if the region grows, then your business grows, my business grows, and we all stand to benefit. So ultimately, that's why this is a movement, because the partners who come on board and the contributors and the supporters and just everybody, the community that we create, are all growing it for the benefit of everyone.
Amazing. It's a win-win-win.
Yes.
And we want to see the win continue. And this year, 2026, set to be a big one. Some really big stories that are sort of reaching boiling points this year. You've obviously been keeping your finger on the pulse of a whole host of developments. And, one of the big ones, I guess, that is going to be eating up a lot of airtime, the Club Med. Which is just about ready to rock and roll, hey?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is phenomenal growth on the North Coast. And but with that comes this responsibility to, as I say, tell our story intentionally and grow the region with the right perception. I think investment and tourism all follow perception. And so that's why this movement was started, with the goal of building a community and building a brand. Because if you close your eyes and think of Ireland or Thailand, you know, you get a certain feeling and a certain, you can imagine the food, you can imagine the people, how you feel. And that's what we're trying to achieve with Love North Coast, is that when people think of the North Coast, there's the certain feeling that comes to mind that sets us apart from, you know, the greater sort of region around us and from the rest of South Africa, ultimately, because what we have is incredibly special. And I think the importance of growing a brand from the inside out is also can't be understated. And that's why we are getting the community to come along with us and become proudly, you know, proud of being a North Coaster, and really help us to grow it from the inside out and have that that pride of place. Yeah. That I mean, and as you said at the beginning, why wouldn't you be proud? It's an incredible place to live.
So really, trying to encourage people to take ownership of this thing, and when you do snap a photo of a gorgeous sunset from the promenade, or a fantastic cappuccino gets, you know, delivered to you at your favorite coffee spot, and you're posting it on the gram or wherever you post your things, you just put that hashtag in there.
It's that simple.
Hashtag
yeah.
Love North Coast.
Just that consistent messaging. The value of that can't be emphasized enough, I think. Hashtag Love North Coast has sort of taken on this role of brand custodians for the region. And we've sort of taken that role quite seriously. And we've got some great partners, incredible partners who've come along from the beginning, some of them, or most of them. It was, you know, I think hashtag Love North Coast was started off the back of a lot of bad stuff going down in the region with riots and floods and obviously the COVID that we all experienced. And so it started off with this sort of intention to set us apart from the greater Durban region, because through all of that, the North Coast was fine. We were strong, you know, and we needed to get that message out there that, you know, we've got incredible public-private partnerships with the Balito UIP and with Caesar Water, and we're actually doing okay. And since then, it's taken on another life, whereas we're now kind of being pitted against the likes of the Western Cape. An entire province, our little region, yeah. is sort of being pitted up against that. And we kind of very proud of that, and we have to now sort of showcase why we are rightfully being, compared to regions like that.
Sure. That is, in a small, short space of time, you know, the fact that the brand has started to mature to that level is really exciting. And for anyone listening to this who wants to find out more, you can find the website lovenorthcoast.co.za. Of course, if you're already a frequent user of the Balito Connect digital directory, you'll see Love North Coast very well represented there. Just, you know, one of the many touch points. And that's, I guess, what it's about, is trying to get it in front of people, trying to make it easy for folks 100%. To discover it, to stumble upon it, and to jump on board, because it's a team effort at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is a team effort. And as I say, we have, you can also become a partner of the movement. So that's basically, I want to say there's lots of benefits to being affiliated with hashtag Love North Coast, obviously for your own business, but it's really not a sort of pay to play situation. So it's not a case of you contribute a certain amount and you get this many Facebook posts. It's not at all that. It's about understanding that you're sort of investing into something bigger, and you want to be a part of growing the region. But there are also benefits, just like sort of we have once a month meetings, and just having a seat at that table and being in the presence of other big key role players in the region is a huge benefit, I think, as well, that people maybe don't understand.
So if you're listening to this, and if this is getting you kind of excited, and you want to walk that road and become a partner and start that conversation, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
I think just, pop me an email, or pop a message on our website or on any of our social media platforms, and I'll get back to you.
There you go. For the love of the North Coast, hashtag Love North Coast. The mission continues to grow and expand in 2026. It's going to be a bumper year. Lots of big stories that will be catapulted far and wide. And may the glow of this region, the prestige, continue to make other places envious.
100%.
And rival the Western Cape. Give them a run for their money.
Absolutely.
But great work that you've been doing, Leah. And more power to you this year. We're going to be having more conversations, hopefully. Teaming up to make sure that this region is celebrated like it should be. Hey?
Yes. Thank you very much. And thanks for your ongoing support from Radio Life and Style.
Hey, we love it. We love this place. We love what you're doing. And we love the North Coast. Hashtag Love North Coast. And if you're on balitoconnect.co.za, your directory pointing you to all the hot stuff happening in town, check out the Love North Coast the profile, and of course the website lovenorthcoast.co.za, waiting for you right now if you've got your smartphone in pocket. I'm bringing you back to the music.